something that I perceive to be an across-the-board metric. Well, that's it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Breakfast Bites, a program designed to help you navigate computer technology and the Internet. The show airs the first and third Saturdays of every month and is hosted by Felicia King. To contact Felicia, visit her website, qualityplusconsulting.com. This is WGTD-FM. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW-Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jess Sheeler, an outreach and career transition specialist at Job Corps, Steve Brown, assistant professor of education leadership at UW Oshkosh, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Manji. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Manji for Education Matters for WGTD Gateway 91.1 HD. Thank you, everyone, for supporting Gateway Radio. This is another segment of people in Kenosha doing their best to help make Kenosha and Racine better, people being kind, contributing to our community, and we are so very appreciative. Thank you to Troy McDonald, our radio engineer, for helping us today, Dave Cole, the manager, and we're delighted to have with us today Annie and Sonny Bedone of Bedone Chiropractic Medicine on Green Bay Road right here in Kenosha to share with us their model of healthy living and how chiropractic medicine can help all of us from ages 5 to 95. Yes, I am a patient, and Anna and Sonny have done wonders to help me with my age-related back and spinal area issues. So thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're really appreciative. And our audience is going to want to know all about you right from the start. So can you tell us, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? How did you guys meet? And when did you decide to go into chiropractic medicine? So, Anna, we'll start with you.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Sure.
I grew up in Minnesota, and when I was in a ninth grade entrepreneurship class, a chiropractor spoke to us and talked about what he did. And what he said really resonated with my beliefs about health and wellness, and I didn't know that that type of profession existed. So from that point on, I just knew I wanted to become a chiropractor, and I went and did my undergrad in Duluth, Minnesota, and then I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, and that's where chiropractic was first started and where it all began. And that's where I met my now husband, Sonny.
Yes.
Okay. Sonny, how about you?
Yeah. Again, thank you, Joe, for having us. I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm a Youper, which I found in Kenosha. There's quite a few of you out there. So,
yeah, it's true.
But I, Escanaba, Michigan, similar story timeline wise. Freshman in high school, I played multiple sports. And in the spring, we had track and baseball at the same time, and I had a hip issue, and I went, my dad took me to a chiropractor, and he's always gone his whole life, and it really helped. I had a leg length discrepancy, helped me get through that, sports injury-wise, but I also noticed I continued to go for a maintenance throughout the season, and I had quite a bit of sinus issues, and it cleared. And at the time, okay, you know, that's interesting.
Right, right. And this is the sinus belt, so.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And then I also had, we had a friend of the family that was from Detroit, and I got to see, his name was Rock, and he's no longer with us, but he showed me the lifestyle that you could have for your family, but also the what you could do for a community, too, on a humanitarian side, practicing and helping people. So. That got me to get more excited about chiropractic, and I went on to Michigan State University and completed my undergrad in kinesiology pre-med. Mm-hmm. Thought about going into osteopathy my senior year. My sister is an OBGYN, and then she kind of steered me back to chiropractic, said, no, mm-hmm. this is what you want to do, and went on to Palmer in Davenport, Iowa, the Fountainhead, as Anna said. I was two trimesters ahead of Anna at the time. I was a rad tech helping out for some work study, mm-hmm. and I met Anna. So I was actually training her how to take x-rays. She had a Minnesota North Star sweatshirt on, which I'm a big hockey fan, so that caught my eye.
I've heard of them. Okay. Yes.
And then, now we're here. I mean, that's another story, the journey to Kenosha.
Yeah, how did you end up in Kenosha?
We tried to find a place that was a little bit in the more of the middle of our families.
Sure.
And we came down and we worked and met with Dr. Lynn Bees. And she was thinking of retiring. And it was a good opportunity for us to come in. And we really liked Kenosha and the area being by Lake Michigan. And
I think the center of the two cities, too, of Chicago and Milwaukee, that brought us to the area as well. And then we realized what Kenosha had to offer and the surrounding areas as well,
sure.
too.
And so now you have three children, huh?
Yep.
Three children.
Ages?
Yes.
We have an 8, 5, and 3-year-old.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, great. My wife and I were both once patients of Dr. B's, so it's a small world.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why does chiropractic medicine and how does it help people? Maybe if you each could take a few minutes, your perception of what it is and how does it help people?
Sure, I'll start. So chiropractic, in its essence, 1895, was developed by the Palmers, D.D. Palmer, to be specific. Our son is named Dominic David D.D., no relation. It just ended up that way.
Wow.
But it's a form of health that concentrates on the body's ability to heal. So we're born with this potential to heal. If you cut your finger, it will heal. Now there's limitations to healing too, and that's where medicine comes in and mm-hmm. is acute crisis intervention. But chiropractic is really preventative. It is trying to figure out the root cause of a problem through the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So we're really nervous system doctors. And we restore the communication from the brain to the rest of the body through specific, artful treatments mm-hmm. that are directed to the spine, but also extraspinal as well, ankles, knees, mm-hmm. Hips, shoulders. And that communication restores, and your body communicates and regulates more frequently and without interference, and the body heals. So mm-hmm. that's more of the in-depth version of it, but basically we find areas of the spine that are under stress, and we remove that stress so the body can adapt and heal to an allostatic load, meaning outside stress, better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anna, any thoughts? Pretty much the same as...
Similar in addition to just chiropractic and the adjustments and relieving nerve pressure, we also look at the person as a whole. And we don't just treat symptoms. We mm-hmm. try to find the cause of the problem.
Okay.
So why is there pain? Let's look at everything. Let's look at your posture, your gait. You know, were you ever in a car accident, or was your birth traumatic? You know,
sure.
The forceps and different things sometimes can give babies neck issues from the start. So we look at the person as a whole and try to incorporate even nutrition, exercise, stretching. How can we help them the most? How can we help them be as healthy as they can?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So it's much more than just spinal adjustment, because you mentioned nervous system. It's all interconnected. Am I correct?
Yes, exactly. The adjustment is just the application of what we've found.
Okay.
It's the technique to what we do to help the patient become healthy. Now, like Anna said, beyond that is lifestyle. And we are lifestyle doctors as well.
So you are, yes.
You have to combat that. We can have people come in and get adjusted as frequent as we recommend. But if they're not taking the initiative and the responsibility, really, mm-hmm. of changing their lifestyle habits, we're really going two steps forward, one step back. So we make sure our patients and our practice members understand that, mm-hmm. that it is a team approach. And that's a hard thing sometimes to make sure that they get that we're all in it together, but we're not going to become miracle workers for you unless you have the drive to become healthy as well, too. So
it's all about forming healthy habits.
Exactly.
So looking at the chart on your wall, four areas of the spine, cervical, the neck area, thoracic, the mid-back, am I right?
Yep.
Lumbar, the lower back, sacral, the pelvis. I have problems with, well, I have problems all over, but my lumbar area in particular, my lower back is, before I came to you guys, I was in constant excruciating pain. So is that common? Do most people have problems in their lower back, and what do you do to alleviate it?
Yeah, a lot of people come in for lower back pain, headaches. That's usually like a gateway that gets them to come in. You know, it's bothering them, and they've heard chiropractic can help. And then we can introduce them to a whole lot of other areas that chiropractic can help them in their health.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, finding the nerve pressure in the lower back, a lot of people have degeneration that can affect what's going on, and we just try to help prevent things from getting worse and try to help them where they're at.
So I have scoliosis and degenerative L4 and L5 in my lower back. I think that's what my family doctor has said. And when I come in, you always make me feel better, and you use a variety of instruments. So can you tell everybody some of the things you're using on me?
Sure. Yep. So Joe, when you come in, you tell me what's going on, you know, how the week's been. We incorporate, you know, if you tripped or fell and hurt something that way, but we also talk about just life stress, because life stress can manifest physically too. So mm-hmm. if you're really stressed or something, you know, Joe, you're so busy, you have so much going on, you can only do so much, so your muscles will tighten. So you'll tell me about how the week goes, and then I have you lay on the table, and I do a variety of chiropractic checks and balances to see what's going on. And we work with relieving the nerve pressure wherever that is. Sometimes your leg length is off, so we help right. with really gentle adjustments that don't hurt, and help realign the pelvis. And then with you as well, your muscles get so tight. So I do something called the active release techniques. And that helps break up knots or scar tissue that are in your back to help the muscles let go too. Because we address the bone and the spinal area and the nervous system. And then sometimes the muscles need help too to not work so hard and not pull so hard. And that helps your adjustments last longer. So we do that as well.
That's interesting. There was a quote in one of the books you loaned me that adults go 100 miles per hour in many different directions at the same time, but children stay present in the moment. So how can you help guys like me who are going 100 miles an hour in all different directions stay in the moment? Do you have any tips?
Yeah. So two-part answer to this. The science and physiology behind that is there's really, when we adjust, when we detect, analyze, and correct the vertebral subluxation, which is bone goes out of alignment, putting pressure on the outsiding stress tissues of the body, whether it's muscle, ligaments, or tendons, and then the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we look for, and then we correct it, like Anna said, through a variety of techniques. Palmer teaches us very specifically to have some art in your adjusting, not
sure.
just bump and thump, but really find the area that's under stress and correct it. Now through Thompson drop technique, Gonstead, who's out of Mount Horb, is a one of our standard adjustment techniques. Mount Horb, Wisconsin.
Really?
You should do the research on this. He has a clinic still there, hospital, airstrip, back in the day in the early 40s and 50s.
So how do you spell his name?
Gonstead, G-O-N-S-T-A-E-A-D.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
Clarence
Gonstead.
Yep. So that's a technique we learned where it's very specific. It's just neat that it's somewhat local.
Mm-hmm.
So we use those techniques to adjust. Now, what happens to the body after an adjustment? That's what makes you heal. And you have different receptors throughout your body, and a nociceptor is a pain receptor. Mm-hmm. People focus 100% of their attention on that, but it's really only 15% of the nerves in our body that control pain.
Okay.
So we have other receptors such as proprioceptors, which is our sense of awareness and our balance and just our outside influence on the body. And then we also have mechanoreceptors, which is our movement receptors. So when we adjust, we heighten mechanoreceptors, which are movement through the adjustment, but also proprioceptors, which is awareness. And those inadvertently will decrease nociceptors. So when you get an adjustment, you're going to bring up the good and bring down the bad. So that's when the pain goes away.
Okay.
But now you're moving. So you're going to prevent that pain and the restriction later throughout your day and your week, hopefully, into the month. Also, too, the nervous system specifically, there's a parasympathetic and a sympathetic central nervous system.
Okay.
And if we dumb it down a bit, the central nervous system with the parasympathetic is your brake pedal. It's your ease, it's your rest, it's your digestion, it's your relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Sympathetic, which answers your question here, you're so stressed, you're just constantly going, that is your gas pedal.
Right.
So that's a bear chasing you through the woods. So throughout your day, you're constantly hitting that gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the engine's going to blow.
Right.
Then we have symptomatology that comes on. So when you get adjusted, if I have someone that comes in, and I know that Anna works on you primarily, but she's heightening your parasympathetics, your brake pedal, to turn you down a little bit, let you kind of relax, let you handle more stress throughout the day, and we're just making that a bigger bucket to put more rocks in, if that makes sense. We're letting you handle that stress better. So the adjustment will help heighten parasympathetic, heighten movement receptors, heighten proprioception, awareness receptors, and then your body is able to heal. It has a better ability to heal at that point.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Anna, when I came to you a week ago, I was spasming out. I mean, my back was so tight. At any rate, you advised me to drink 4 16-ounce bottles of water a day. Absolutely, had to do it.
Right, yeah. So in addition to everything Sunny just said about how the adjustment helps deal with the stress, we have to look at your whole lifestyle and what's going on. And we found out that you were only drinking about
one water bottle or so a day.
And your muscles can't relax either if they're not getting the proper hydration. So increasing your water also helps your whole body function better and how it should and not be so tight. So we had to look a little bit deeper too.
Well, it's amazing because I feel so much better this week. You know, that something so simple as 4 bottles of water would have made such a difference. I'm like, you know, I walked out thinking, okay, I better do this. And I was pretty strict on this. And I have been, and I feel so much better. Really, does water make that much of a difference?
Yeah, it's huge. Your muscles are over 95% of water. And if you're dehydrated, they also get dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And that affects how you feel.
Okay.
So you try to loosen
up. I have a good example that I use, and it's somewhat not gruesome, but you look at beef jerky, right?
Yeah.
That's a tissue. That's a muscle. It's dehydrated. It's just...
I never thought of it that way, yeah.
Yeah, and then you look at a prime cut steak that's fresh from the butcher and it's movable, it's pliable.
I see.
It's hydrated, right? So we see that on MRI as well. When we see someone that comes in with disc herniations in the low back, we'll get a sagittal sliced view of the muscle along the spine at that area that the nerves are innervating or talking to. Where there's a hernia, where there's not a herniation, it looks... just no fat in the muscle, like a really clean muscle. Where there is a herniation, those nerves aren't talking to the muscle because they're pinched and choked.
I see.
And it's just full of fat, right? It's full of just adhesions, okay? So when that disc finally heals and you get a re-MRI on that, say a year down the road, that muscle is now looking a lot more pliable and less fatty. So that's another example of keeping that tissue hydrated.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to usually drink half of your body weight in ounces.
Wow.
So, you know, if you only drink 1 bottle a day, you got to ease into that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I figured, you know, I'll drink a bottle of water at each meal and then figure it out along the way where you can fit the fourth bottle in. But you've said really the best is 84 ounces of water, not 64, but I had to start somewhere, right?
Yep. Depends on the person, but okay. About, yeah, half your body weight.
Okay.
Yep.
A big issue in today's society more than ever is over-medication. How do you guys treat patients who are over medicating? Is what would you recommend, or what do you do?
Sure. First, it's important that if a patient is the opioid addiction and epidemic right now is finally getting attention, mm-hmm. It's important they discuss with their primary care physician what is going on. We can help them, but we need to work together with their primary care because our scope of practice is without drugs and surgery.
Right.
And that also, flip that coin, we can't recommend them to get off drugs and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
We can only recommend them to do other options and discuss with their primary. So that being said, chiropractic has actually got more national highlights right now with I believe it's the Veterans Foundation. The veterans of military and warfare have quite a bit going on when they come home, and they have been taking a lot of medications and opioids. So
right.
They're bringing chiropractors in to help take away the pain to get them off the drugs,
mm-hmm.
Which I just talked about how that happens physiology-wise, nociception. So we're there to help them with that. We've been doing this for years. I did see... I think it's called a mem or a meme. I'm
pretty sure it's a meme.
It was awesome. It was a guy. It wasn't even. I don't know if he was a healthcare professional or not, but it said the pharmaceutical company is now creating a medication to help with opioid addiction that they've created. It's like, yeah, that's like the auto repair glass repairman throwing a brick through someone's car window with his card on it.
Uh oh.
Right? You know, it's like, yeah. I think people are waking up to this and they're saying, okay, so what's the other option here? And that, and again, that's not that medication is bad. People need that type of medication, but it's to a point where they're overdoing it and they're not using it for its intended purpose anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at different options, and we're actually getting a lot of healthcare professionals working together now, which we should. That's our main goal.
Right.
As a humanitarian, you don't get into this, specifically chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get into chiropractic to have it be an easy road. You know, it's always kind of an uphill battle against mm-hmm. mainstream healthcare.
Right.
So you really have to be a rhino when you get into the arena and be confident in what you're doing, but also helping people direct them in the right way. And that's working with all healthcare professionals. And we've always been open. That's one thing that Lynn taught us from the get-go is be open with everyone. And we always give them a fair shake. And if they want to play, they can play. So that's the best option for patients.
That's good to hear, because so often in any aspect in life, we live and work in silos. We're not connecting when we should be connecting. I mean, we are the human race. So just pausing for a minute. Again, everyone, this is Joe Manji, Education Matters for Gateway Radio, WGTD 91.1 HD. And we're so very fortunate to have Anna and Sonny Bedone of Bedone Chiropractic Medicine on Green Bay Road in Kenosha with us. So thanks again for being with us. So Magic Johnson, the famous basketball player, was once quoted as saying, all kids need a little help, a little hope, and someone who believes in them. So I noticed with your practice that you work with children a lot, ages 5 to 95. So what do you do with kids, and what advice would you give to moms and dads for their little their kids? I mean, when, what age do you start? You mentioned you work with babies. Is that true?
Yep.
So tell us about that.
So really, we even work with babies when we're adjusting pregnant moms, right? Because mm-hmm. we're allowing the proper biomechanics of the pelvis to help the mom deliver the baby and be more comfortable and have the baby in the right position. So through a technique that I'm certified in called the Webster's technique, we help address the mom's pelvis to give her more comfortable, to help her be more comfortable, relieving pressure and ligaments and making sure that the pelvic outlet is the right size and there isn't any torquing on it.
So that's interesting, working with pregnant moms. Do they get prescribed to you by their doctors, or how do they get to you?
Some of them are, yeah. We do get referrals from different OBGYNs that are familiar with the Webster's technique. Not all of them are, but maybe they've heard through somebody else or a friend. Mm-hmm. I just had somebody a week or two ago who came in with a breech baby, and through working with the Webster's technique and relieving the pressures there, her baby was able to turn head down, and mm-hmm. now she's able to have a vaginal delivery, because if they're breech, they have to have a C-section.
Right.
So we do those things all the time. And then when the baby's born, we want to check the baby as well. And now how we address children is completely different than how I would adjust you, Joe, or even, you know, anybody else. Mm-hmm. There's special techniques that you want to have a chiropractor who is familiar with seeing kids and has done extra certifications in seeing children to help them and give them the right adjustments that they need. The pressure that I would touch a newborn with is like as light as you would check to see if a tomato is ripe. It's very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And we do those things, you know, when babies are born and they cry a lot. Maybe they have colic. They're not crying just to cry. They're crying because there's a reason and they mm-hmm. can't tell us. So I work with their nervous system and just very gently relieve some of that nerve pressure. And the moms can't believe, oh, my gosh. You know, mm-hmm. my child slept through the night now. I can't believe it. Or things like that we see all the time. And it's a natural approach. You know, we're not giving any medications. We're just working with their body, helping relieve pressure, and they feel better.
Wow. I'm learning something by the minute. I thought you guys just worked with old guys like me, you know, with our back issues. But that's really interesting. So how long have you been working with pregnant moms and babies and kids?
10 years.
Since
10 years?
Yeah.
Wow. And people can get referrals from their doctors?
They can, but they don't need one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're primary gateway physicians, so we don't need a referral to come see us.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. So the statistics say that 1/3 of our nation's kids are overweight, and that basically a lot of kids are just stressed out. So what advice do you give to parents of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds? I mean, you work with those children too. What do you do?
Well, I think the schools are starting to pick up on this as well. There needs to be less screen time and more activity time.
Right.
That's not to say that iPads aren't in the schools, which I know they are. But it's just getting these kids active, getting them moving. Don't get rid of gym classes, right? You know, and mm-hmm. if they are, they need to come home. Our kids, you know, we have 8, 5, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
They come home and they have homework. You know, it's as crazy as that sounds. They have quite a bit of homework to mm-hmm. do. But they've been in school for 8 hours already. So
right.
they need to go play. They need to go mm-hmm. run around. They need to burn off steam. They need to just get their body moving, get the blood flow, get the nervous system activated. And then it's time to do work. It's mm-hmm. time to do schoolwork. Don't wait till the end of the day to do it, before bedtime when they're tired, because they're not going to focus and grab attention. So I think just keeping them moving is such a vital activity. If they're not into sports, that's fine. You know, mm-hmm. they don't have to be into sports to stay healthy. I think that's a misconception we see in our society. They can still do a nature hike or mm-hmm. be involved in things outside. I just don't think sitting in front of a TV and playing video games is something that is right. going to get anyone healthy. It may help with some studies on coordination and very intelligent children growing up, but that doesn't mean they're going to be healthy growing up. So setting and instilling that in their lifestyle right away by the parent mm-hmm. is number one. And I think sometimes we forget about that. So,
in addition to that, diet, you do advice on
yes.
on dietary habits, do you not? So How bad is sugar for kids?
Sugar is one of the most highly addictive substances, especially the refined sugar. You know, sugar and fruit and things like that is great, but we just have to be aware and mindful of the amount of refined sugar and the dyes that are in foods, like mac and cheese has a yellow food dye. Studies have shown that the yellow in food dye also is correlated with
yellow dye is coordinated with what?
ADHD.
They're sensitive to what are you allergic. They're allergic to it.
Okay.
I need to edit this part.
Yeah.
So just say it
over here. Okay. So the yellow food dye, kids with ADHD have been shown to be allergic to that. So, you know, you got to read labels. Mm-hmm. Read labels. Read what's in the food you're eating. Try to stay away from the processed food. Easier said than done, but just little by little, those are things we try to do in our office where we'll do shop with the doc and we'll go to the grocery store and I try to break it down real simple. You know, here are some things you can do. Here are some things to look for. This is where it's at in the store so people know. And just making simple changes can make a big difference.
So there was a comment the other day I heard that when you go into a supermarket or a grocery store, you shop the outside aisles first and stay away from the inside aisles because usually the food on the inside aisles has been there for 6 months to 6 years.
That's right.
The outside aisles always have the fruit and vegetables and the dairy. So I thought that was interesting. Superfoods. You hear about superfoods all the time. Can you give us some, in your opinion, what are some superfoods?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the superfoods is – it's been a pretty hot button item for quite a few years now. Really, the gist of a superfood is to create an antioxidant in the body to flush out toxicity. There's a plethora of superfoods. One, David Wolf is a very good reference. He's kind of the guru in superfoods. Mm-hmm. So an avocado is a superfood. Good fat, that's what you're getting with that. So brain activities. Maca powder is a superfood. Aloe vera is a superfood. Goji berries are superfoods. Hemp seed is a form of protein that would be considered a superfood. And then a lot of different mushrooms are superfoods as well, too.
Really?
Was the lion's head mushroom. I forget the name of that. But there's quite a few mushrooms that will create antioxidants in the body. So there's just so much out there, and they're very easy to consume as well. Mm-hmm. Smoothies are we had one on the way over from lunch. Anna went to Ambrosia Juice in town.
Sure.
She has just amazing smoothies over there that you can get your superfoods with, your proteins, your antioxidants, your omega-3s. It's very easy to take in for a meal.
Okay. Our youngest daughter, Nicole, lives out in L.A., and every time you walk into a supermarket or a grocery store out there, at least half the store is organic. I'm happy to see that more and more of here in Kenosha, we have more and more organic foods that are on the shelves or in the outside aisles. So that's good to see. You guys do meditative and yoga practices at times. Tell us about that and how does that help people?
Sure. So we don't have yoga in the office as of right now because our yoga instructor has moved on to private practice. So she was Stephanie was unavailable. We had her for 2 to 3 years, and it was just a great thing. We're looking to get it back into the office after hours. The reason being is that it has two parts. Mm-hmm. The mental side of it reduces mental stress, which is a huge stressor on our system. So it gets people in a nice state of parasympathetic, which is rest, digestion, relaxation, like we talked about. Also, to the physical side of things, it really complements the adjustment. It complements what we do within the office when we try to align people. because they're aligning it through exercise and strength. I always say, you know, patients will come in and they say, look, I've been working out to try to get this back pain, for instance, to go away. And I say, well, that's good. I want you to lift and work. Let's just put it on pause until I can get to know you a little better and I can help you with that, because you don't want to be strengthening a broken area. Right. So once we have corrected that area, then you really need to strengthen around it. And yoga does wonders for that.
Okay. So, yeah. Is there a thing called armchair yoga for older folks that can't bop around as much?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yes. There's lots of things you can do, just like chair yoga. Really simple. And you feel a lot better. You can do them anywhere, at home or...
And there's, I mean, there's so many yoga studios in Kenosha now. I mean, there has been for years. And there's a plethora of resources out there for people to engage in the practice of yoga. And it's what you want out of it. I like to tell my our practice members that is, you know, if you don't want to get real into the yoga on the meditation side or whatever it may be, just do it for your body's general hygiene as well, too. So it's what you take out of it, just like anything.
How do people sign up with you? Does Medicare pay for the initial treatments, or how does that work?
Sure. So you don't need a referral to see us. Our website, KenoshaCairo.com, has all of our paperwork on it. You can call us, our 262-657-8434. Our front desk staff is amazing. Our team has just been there forever.
They have.
Katie up front is just awesome. She's pregnant, so we're going to lose her for a little while, but hopefully not forever, Katie, if you're listening. But Janie is our insurance guru as well.
Okay.
And she's been doing this for almost 15, 20 years. And unfortunately, insurance has not gone in a positive trend for healthcare. We understand that. But at the same time, we have systems in place that we help people. Medicare specifically pays for a chiropractic adjustment. That's it. They require us to do x-rays and examination, but they won't reimburse us for that.
Sure.
So we try to help with that the best we can. But it is one good thing is that as insurance costs and premiums rise, as we are self-insured, we understand that, chiropractic is always going to be affordable and very effective for people. So we keep that in mind so that we can help people. We are, we do feel like we are, do a great job, though. So we make sure that patients are going to get the best level of care in our facility. And that might be a little more than the next guy, but in the end, they're getting what they're coming in for, and they're getting results, which is great.
Well, I'm a testament to how much you can help a person. Otherwise, I'd be walking around like the Hunchback of Kenosha if I hadn't seen you guys. So
you'd be living in a bell tower.
Yeah, there you go. It's great that you're lifelong learners. Can you share any new techniques you've learned in the last year or two? Because every time I come in there, you always have something new up your sleeve, Anna, that works. So what's recent? What's trending? What would you like to share with our listeners? Because I think we're coming to the end of our hour.
Yeah, I'll start real quick, and then Anna's got one of the best techniques right now out there, an active release technique. But, you know, chiropractic has always been there. The application of it will never change, and it shouldn't change. There's agendas to get us to be able to prescribe medication. Well, I don't want that.
Okay.
You know, that's our unique proposition is that we do without drugs or surgery.
Right.
So there's plenty of medical professionals that can help them with that other end. But detecting and correcting the subluxation, that's where we've really seen a good advancement in our profession. Where palpation, we use our hands to find the area, but we need to confirm that. So one technique we use is called a motion study, and it utilizes plain film x-ray, digital x-ray, and it's putting the joint through stress and then comparing it in standard. And then you have a base, and you can redo that study X number of days down the road to see if you've actually made a change. The patient feels better. They're able to go play soccer with their son again. Well, let's see why you're able to do that. So I think showing and educating patients is of vital importance. There's also techniques that we improve on, specifically the active release technique, that which Anna does, and she can talk about that more. It's a really neat complement to the adjustment.
Yeah, I am an elite provider for the active release techniques. Mm-hmm. It's activerelease.com if you want to look up the technique. But I go to SC Johnson and other corporate businesses in the area that have asked me to help promote wellness in their facilities and also help them reduce the number of work comp cases they have. Mm-hmm. So what the technique does, and we use it in the office as well based on, you know, what a person needs, but it's breaking up scar tissue when a muscle gets very tight from repetitively overusing it, like typing all the time, you know, carpal tunnel, or maybe somebody's a mechanic and they're wrenching all the time and they have a tendonitis in their elbow, or just an injury to their back or neck. Mm-hmm. I reduce the adhesions in their muscles, ligaments, tendons by putting pressure with my hands and lengthening and stretching the muscle at the same time. Because that scar tissue that you feel in your back, like the knot, is a weak tissue and it's not as flexible. So when I work on it, it helps to lengthen it, increase the blood flow there so that the tissue can heal. And it I've seen just great results with it and prevented quite a few surgeries and other issues, you know, in our office. And then at SC Johnson, I've been going there to their manufacturing facility in Racine for almost 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I see all three shifts, and I really enjoy what I do there, and I like helping them feel better when they're working, because they're occupational athletes, you know, on the production line. You have to do the same thing, just like a football player, but you have to be able to do it for 25, 30 years, not just five.
That's an interesting athletes. Observation, calling people an occupational athlete. That's amazing. Because so many people are working at a computer, in office, you know, the businesses, corporations. So somebody's working at a computer 8 hours a day. What do you recommend for them to do to keep? And you use the word subluxation a couple of times. So sure. What advice would you give for somebody who has a desk job?
And again, subluxation is when the joint goes out of alignment and puts pressure on the surrounding tissue, including the nervous system. So that's what we look for. So if someone's at a desk job, number one, get a hold of your HR. Get them to come in and do an evaluation of your area.
Okay.
They have to do that. It will give them the ability to train professionals come in, and they tell them where they need to be. Now, quite simply, what you need to have is you have to have a 90-degree rule, so 90 degrees. You'd want your hips to be at 90 degree while sitting, okay? You want your elbows to be at 90 degree with the desk, and you want to be eye level with your computer screen.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a 90 degree rule wherever it is. Because what's happening is now is your spine is stacking like coins straight down. So when you meditate, right, you want to stack your coins. So you want to do that throughout the day. And what's going to happen is that the nervous system's under less stress. There's less allostatic load and mechanical load on the spine. And your body's breathing and it's communicating better. So you're going to get more productive at work too. But it's also going to prevent injury going forward. So quite simply, getting a good evaluation of ergonomics is number one. Also, getting up and moving is number two.
Yeah, sitting is coined now the new smoking, right?
Right.
So smoking, we know that's bad for you. Now people are realizing how unhealthy in sitting can be. So getting up and moving, because when you sit, you increase that the sympathetic load on your nervous system. So that fight flight where your body's under more stress. So getting up and moving with your health.
Well, we're at the end of our hour, I believe, but it's been wonderful having both of you. I'd like to have you back again. There's so much information that, and we've crammed into this hour, and thank you so much for doing this. So we thank Anna and Sunny Bedone, Bedone Chiropractic Medicine on Green Bay Road. They've done wonders for me, so I'm a number one testimony to the great work you're doing. So thank you so much, and everyone out there, thanks for listening in today. This is Education Matters, WGTD Gateway 91.1 HD. Thank you so much.
and have a great day.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archived programs are available on our website, WGTD.org. And you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
Support for WGTD comes from Classic Violins, 4003 80th Street, Kenosha. This September, Classic Violins has special offers for WGTD listeners. Free bow rehair?